94.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're community radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. So were you in Jeffersonville today? Maybe you had a chance to attend the WJFF auction. If you missed it, you know, there might be some people still there in any event. The forecast for the rest of this afternoon is clouds and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s. Chance of rain is at 50%. And tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, patchy fog after midnight. Going down to the mid-60s tonight, a chance of rain tonight is at 30%. And those clouds are staying around through tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be in the mid-80s with a really high humidity. Yeah, and a chance of rain tomorrow, 50%. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain Sunday night, 70%. And on Monday, it still says showers and thunderstorms. And it could be heavier thunderstorms with heavy rainfall, gusty winds, and it's going to be very humid on Monday. It's going back up to around 80, and the chance of rain on Monday is very high at 80%. All right, so stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, we're going to be listening to some new music from Buckingham McVie.
Say cross the line, all without a doubt.
In My World, that song is written by Lindsey Buckingham, and that's from a new recording, a duo recording. The title of the album is called Buckingham McVie, and of course, you recognize those names. I mean, do I have to tell you? They're Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Buckingham plays lead guitar, singer-songwriter. Christine McVie, keyboardist, singer-songwriter. The album was released on June the 9th in 2017, and it's titled with their names. So Lindsey Buckingham was born in California October 3rd in 1949. He's 67 years old. And Christine McVie was born on July the 12th in 1943. She's 73 years old. And so, you know, at the forefront of popular music, Fleetwood Mac, you don't get any more internationally famous than the band that has had a legendary career since their beginnings. How did I find out about this newest recording? Well, I like to watch Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show. From a long tradition in my family watching Johnny Carson, I guess it's just habit, that continuity. And I love Jimmy Fallon. And I hear such incredible things when it comes to the musicians that he features on his program. And when I heard the introduction, Buckingham McVie, you know, I instantly knew it was Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. And I'm going, what? Because there's all kinds of interesting relationships that have gone on inside of Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood formed the band in England. And he's actually George Harrison's brother-in-law. He was married to George Harrison's sister. And Mick Fleetwood, it started out, Fleetwood Mac was a guy band. Peter Green on lead guitar. They played blues, and they played really like thrasher rock and roll for their time. And they did an album in 1970 called Kiln House, one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac albums. It's a guy band, but the cover of Kiln House in 1970 was this very girly piece of art, this colored pencil drawing by this woman named Christine Perfect. Well, by the next album, Fleetwood Mac 1975, Christine Perfect had married the bass player. His name was John McVie. And Christine McVie and John McVie were married in 1968, and they stayed together until 1976 when they got divorced. And so so there's Fleetwood Mac. And then Mick Fleetwood, Peter Green leaves the band, Danny Kernwood leaves the band. They're looking for a lead guitar player. Mick Fleetwood is out in Los Angeles when he meets Lindsey Buckingham. And he says, you know, I want you to join Fleetwood Mac. And they'd already released some albums. So Lindsey Buckingham says, yeah, sure, I'll join the band only on one condition. You have to, my girlfriend has to join the band with me. So that became the Fleetwood Mac that, for me, was the epitome of what was possible for this band, Mick Fleetwood on drums. Lindsey Buckingham on lead guitar, John McVie on bass, Christine McVie on keyboards and vocals, and Stevie Nicks on vocals. So they have had a very checkered career, and they recently got back together in 2014, and they've been touring around. And the idea was, well, let's record a new album. So it was interesting because this is where the songwriting gets interesting, how they group together in different formations to write their songs. And sure enough, Lindsey and Christine ended up in the studio doing a lot of songwriting together. And then, you know, Mick Fleetwood comes in and records the drum parts, and John comes in and records the bass, and they want Stevie Nicks to come in and complete production on the album. But she kept... She didn't show up for a while, and she finally told them that she was not going to participate in this album, that she needed to take a break for a couple of years, and that she would be going out on tour to support her latest solo work. So the music that you just heard really is Fleetwood Mac without Stevie Nicks. But because the main burden of the songwriting was Buckingham McVie, I guess the decision was to release it as their album. And it was apparently a very rewarding experience for both of them in a lot of reasons. So let's go back a little bit and let's hear. It's interesting for me what happens when a singer, songwriter takes a song into a band, how the sound of that song changes. What does the band do to the sound of the music? Well, we're going to follow that through a little bit. I'd like to go back and listen to early Fleetwood Mac. I want to hear the Rumours album, and I want to start, I want to play one song by Christine McVie from the Rumours album, released by Fleetwood Mac in 1977, and then I want to play a track by Lindsey Buckingham that he writes and sings from that same album called Go Your Own Way. Now, you know both of these songs. They were huge hits. Christine McVie wrote You Make Loving Fun. And Lindsey Buckingham wrote Go Your Own Way. Let's listen to these master songwriters. Okay, that's Christine McVie singing leads in those incredible lead guitar breaks. That's Lindsey Buckingham. And the women, the way they come in, the girls come in to Fleetwood Mac, and they just make it such up positive, upbeat pop. So now let's listen to Lindsey Buckingham from the same album, 1977. This is Go Your Own Way.
I'm loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your
Lindsey Buckingham wrote that song as singing lead, playing lead guitar with Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, 1977. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So we're tracing the history of Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. They've just released a new duo recording titled with their last names, Buckingham McVie. We started off our program with a track from that new release, and we'll be getting back to that soon. But I just wanted to review what these songwriters sound like in the beginning of their career, because they have all remained incredibly prolific. Christine McVie joined Fleetwood Mac, and on the very first album that she recorded with them, the self-titled Fleetwood Mac, in 1975, just a couple years before Rumours. I thought I'd play one of Christine McVie's beautiful songs, Say You Love Me. And then after that, we're going to go forward 10 years, and we're going to hear a Lindsey Buckingham track, once again with Fleetwood Mac, and from the album called Tango in the Night, released in 1987. So here we go, another McVie Buckingham back-to-back. We'll start with Christine from 1975.
I'm falling for looking out for love in the night so still. Oh, I build you a kingdom in that house on the hill.
Tango in the Night, that's Fleetwood Mac. Lindsey Buckingham wrote that song called Big Love. Right before that, we heard Christine McVie's song from the Fleetwood Mac album in 1975, Say You Love Me. So, you know, Buckingham and McVie's newest album, they did a Rolling Stone interview, and it's interesting because they have such a history together as songwriters and bandmates and friends. Here's a quote from Buckingham about the music that we just heard, the Tango in the Night. Tango in the Night was released in 1987. And here's what Lindsey has to say, quote, the 60s into the 70s lifestyle ramped up, and by 1987, I don't know how we ever got Tango in the Night done. We saw Stevie for a couple of weeks out of an entire year. Everyone was at their worst, hard living. So it was right after they finished Tango in the Night that Lindsey Buckingham left the band, and he left the band for almost 10 years. To pursue his solo career. And it's interesting because he rejoins the band right in 1997. And so a year later, 1998, is when Christine McVie leaves the band. So it's interesting, the songs that we've just heard, some of my favorite songs of all time, were a product of these two songwriters, McVie and Buckingham, being in Fleetwood Mac. And it was to be a long time before both of them would show up in the band again. Christine McVie, in that same Rolling Stone interview, talks about why she left the band, you know, back in 1998. Here's what she has to say. This is a quote. She returned to her native England. Quote, I thought, I want to be home. My dad was sick. I brought a house in Kent, and it had to be rebuilt brick by brick. I did that quite lovingly. Then my marriage fell apart, and I found myself in this huge place, alone, in the middle of nowhere. I got myself in a bit of trouble, really. I fell down the stairs. I hurt my back. And I started taking pain pills for the pain, and la-di-da. One thing led to the other, and I got a bit isolated. Anyway, I had to figure out what I was going to do with my life. And the answer, I needed to find my way back to Fleetwood Mac. So it wasn't until 2013 that she played with Fleetwood Mac again. So like from 1998 through 2013, she's not in Fleetwood Mac. And she's obviously pulled away from the limelight. She's not in the public. But in the middle of all that, she releases a solo album. And it's very interesting because when you take these different singer-songwriters out of the band and you hear their solo work, it gives me a new appreciation of their identity as a songwriter. So everybody in Fleetwood Mac has recorded a solo album that I know of, except for the bass player John McVie. Even Mick Fleetwood did a solo album. He went to Africa with his brother-in-law, George Harrison. But that's another story for another program. So let's listen to a little bit of what Christine McVie was doing when she was off, away from Fleetwood Mac. In 2004, she releases this solo album called, and this is great, In the Meantime. We're going to hear two tracks. The first one, both written by Christine McVie and recorded at her home studio in Kent. The first one is called You Are, and then we'll hear So Sincere. This is In the Meantime, Christine McVie.
Yes, you are.
Christine McVie from In the Meantime, released in 2004. We heard two tracks, So Sincere and You Are. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And we're puzzling together the story of Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie and how they plugged into Fleetwood Mac. So, you know, that album is 2004. She didn't release, maybe she was writing songs at home in Kent, but she didn't record anything or play with any other bands or do anything in public for another 10 years after this album. And I don't know what you heard, but I hear a big piece of the Fleetwood Mac sound in her solo songwriting. It's a lot smoother. It sounds jazzier. You don't have Fleetwood mix drumming is unbelievable. You don't have the lead guitar of Lindsey Buckingham, but you get the sense of that Fleetwood Mac feeling in the songs. Fabulous songwriter. So let's hear Lindsey Buckingham's solo stuff. He left Fleetwood Mac in 1997 and to focus on his all of his solo stuff. So he released a studio album called Seeds We Sow in 2011. Lindsey Buckingham. Let's hear the title track from Lindsey's solo album released in 2011, Seeds We Sow.
Soldiers of fortune, they do conceal everything they're afraid to show. Everything they once gave, now they just steal. Seeds we sow. Soldiers of fortune in paradise. Head to their own cell, let go. Running through our veins was water cold as ice. The seeds we sow.
Fire still burning, but in a while she'll make it rain. These rooms are all falling down. They couldn't
next to the strain. I had the same old dream. She was hiding outside my door. She used to come from time to time, but not anymore.
Buckingham's solo recording called The Seeds We Sow, released in 2011. That song is called In Our Own Time. And right before that, we heard the title track from that album. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're about to listen to some more of the newest release, Buckingham McVie, released on June the 9th in 2017. It's interesting because that Rolling Stone article, it's wonderful to hear what they have to say, because she joined the band. She came back to Fleetwood Mac. Now they're both in the band since 2014, and they were doing a lot of recording. And here's what Christine McVie has to say about working with Lindsay. Or well, here's what he has to say about working with her. She'd take my stuff and come back with something magnificent, says Buckingham. And then Christine says, we've always connected musically in Fleetwood Mac because we're the only people who play more than one note. I'm not the best pianist, but I know how to interlace around what Lindsay is playing. They started to work with songs together, collaborative, in a way that wasn't possible in the band. Here's what Lindsay Buckingham has to say about that. Quote, in the context of the band, there might have been more politics. And then Christine weighs in with the fact that, you know, there'd been a lot of different romantic entanglements going on in the members of Fleetwood Mac. But Christine verifies, she says, quote, there was no such history between us. We're free of baggage. So let's listen to two of the tracks from Buckingham McVie. We'll start with a song called Carnival Begin. This one is by Christine McVie. And then we'll finish up with Love Is Here to Stay by Lindsay Buckingham. Check it out.
Ship was out at sea. People I didn't know, places I never did see. Too late to conceal it, too late to hide it, too late to reveal it, too late to find.
South. I want it all. was your miracle? Tender was your whispered voice as I laid this soul to rest. Even though I stayed too long, even though I had no choice, but I will do what I do best. Wind blows one way.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the newest music from Buckingham McVie. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 p.m. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233 AH, Monticello, New York. Yeah, WJFF is high.